joining us in the studio once again is Captain Mamabolo. He is from the Sandringham Police Station, the South African Police Services. And we're going to be taking a look at the monthly crime stats. Captain, thank you for coming back into studio.
Thank you, and good morning to listeners.
Right, so how did we do in October? How did it look? And of course, just to clarify, we're talking Sandringham Police Station, which covers Glen Hazel, Fairmount,
Sydenham, Lyndhurst, and Pisilia Estate.
Right.
And so Sandringham itself.
All right, cool. So those are the areas that we are talking about when we look at these stats.
When we check, I think last month, which is October, we did have an increase of crime compared to September. September alone, we've got around 22 cases which happened in Sector 2, which is that Lyndhurst, Sandringham, and this side of, I call it Sector 1.
Right.
And then we get 22 cases in September. But when we check in October, we have got about 28 cases. And when we check in September, we didn't even have even one case of housebreaking.
Amazing.
But this October, we've got about 4 cases of housebreaking.
Wow.
Because now we see things are coming to be different because we're going to festive season. And the main cases we've seen is the fraud. Fraud, we've got a lot of cases, about 6 cases in September. And in October, we've got about 5 cases of fraud.
Right.
And these cases of fraud is mostly those people they get from the internet, the Facebook, people that are selling cars, people that are making application for loans.
Right.
Whereas, they, sometimes you want a loan of $200,000, they'll tell you, put another money for,
for the attorney's application,
the cars, they'll say, put the money, you put the deposit, they say for delivery, for renewal, all of this, and all of them, they come from this Facebook.
Right.
It's not this one they are selling nowadays, but only on Facebook.
Right.
People who want to warn them that please make sure that you, make some investigation, go to the bank and check whether
this is the right.
And the cases of theft of motor vehicle around this area of, I think we've got about 4 cases of theft of motor vehicle in October around this area of Northfield, Transpark Road, Elizabeth Avenue, Athlone Road, Transpark Road. All these cases of, these cars they are stealing is the old cars and mostly it's Volkswagen, Ford Laser, Toyota Corolla, and mostly people they pack it on the street. They don't steal it inside the yard.
You told us about this before, some time ago. You came into studio and you said that this is something that you're starting to see as a trend: the theft of old motor vehicles.
And also, we were surprised it happened this area.
Yeah,
we don't know why, but we don't get it to other sectors. Only this area.
Interesting.
It's only where we find a lot of.
And that's weird because you'd think that nobody would steal your old car, and that's why you even park it on the street.
Yes. So they're more vulnerable. They probably don't have the same tracking systems.
Yeah.
You know, you might not have an old tracker on an older car, so it kind of does make sense.
And of course, you need it for parts if you're going to service your old car.
That's getting true.
Harder and harder to find.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
And also, we've got these cases of robbery with firearm. I think in September we have about 4 cases of robbery with the firearm. It's like a street robbery.
Right.
And October we've got another 4. That means last September was 4 cases in this.
October.
And it's something which was not happening a lot, but now it's happening because.
So what does that mean? Is that what they call this 45-second or 90-second crime, where somebody comes up to you in the street, stops and
point you with firearm, take you back. Mostly they targeted these people going to work, and in the early afternoon they come that side, and then people must be aware as for the people who are going to work in the morning or around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening. They just stop, pointed, take hand back, and they know that the cell phones and everything, and it's also happening. But where the police at the moment were checking, I think this security in our area, they put some other stuff like camera. I think we'll work hand in hand with them so that we can maybe try to to get, because people that are using vehicles are doing that.
Captain, I know in other areas it's becoming a problem where people are waiting outside, waiting for their Uber vehicle to arrive, and they got their cell phones in their hands and they waiting to see for the vehicle, and suddenly someone runs up to them, grabs their cell phone and jumps into a car. Is that something prevalent in this area as well? Because I know within the Lovo area, Melrose areas, that that's becoming increasingly common.
Now, in our area, I didn't hear about it, but what we have is robberies, but not in this sector. In another sector of Lombardy East, it's only where Uber drivers, they have been robbed. People, they just take them, Captain Park. But when they arrive to the area, it's only where they point them, they took their car. Mm. There were also a lot of cases. Yeah.
So this isn't Uber drivers. These are passengers waiting for their vehicle to arrive. But, you stand there with your cell phone in your hand.
Exactly.
So they come and grab your cell phone. So people should be actually very careful while waiting for the Uber. They should check first the registration number of the vehicle that's going to be arriving and how long it takes. But they should put their cell phone in their pocket away. They shouldn't be standing on the street with the cell phones.
They must always be alert. Standing on the gate, cars passing, be alert all the time.
What do we expect now? You've referred to the festive season. What can our listeners expect? What normally or what traditionally happens this time of year?
This time of the year, always we've got a lot of problem, but as a police, always we are aware, just doing crime prevention, stop and search. But people must be aware that even the criminals, I think they want something for
extra.
But it's happening a lot. That's why even people that work in offices, all of us who are outside, but people must be alert. When they go to the bank, ATM, they must always be alert. On the shopping centers, they must be alert. Withdrawing money, they must be alert.
Yeah, as the captain says, as we head into this time of year, very, very, I think being alert is probably your best thing, your best prevention out of everything.
Yes.
All right.
But I think you still have the telephone number for our sector vehicle people, they can be aware of and use it. As for this sector one, the number again is 071-675-6126. 071-675-6126. That one is the sector cell phone number in the van. 26 and 27. People must
use it. Absolutely. And that I think is a fantastic initiative of the Sandringham Police Station where you can have direct access to the vehicles that are driving around. And I think that is incredible. We're very, very privileged that the Sandringham Police Station is taking the care that they are and coming into studio discussing what is going on in the area and really bringing policing to the community and of course making themselves available and accountable. So Captain, thank you as always for coming into studio, and we'll catch you one more time, I imagine, before the end of the year. Time is 8:43.